It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, Tom Martin talks with Dave Tatman, Executive Director of the Kentucky Auto Industry Association. He is also Associate Vice President for Advanced Manufacturing at Western Kentucky University. Dave and his team are getting ready for AutoVision, the association's annual conference coming to the Lexington Center September 12th and 13th.
What kinds of technologies, even disruptive technologies in advanced manufacturing, are reshaping the way cars and trucks are made?
It's fascinating. One of the great things about my job, Tom, is I get to travel the state and visit with members of the Automotive Industry Association all over the state. You know, I grew up in factories. I spent 34 years running plants all over the world for General Motors, and so my passion is on the shop floor. And when I walk into these plants all over the state, you know, they might be in just an old steel building in Glasgow, Kentucky, but when you walk inside, it is a marvel of modern technology. I think one of the great things that's probably happening at a pace that few of us fully understand is we're calling the connected factory or the Internet of Things, and how the factory communicates in and of itself and in and out with its customers and its suppliers. The quality of the communication systems today allow plant managers, supervisors, team leaders, people throughout the organization to know the status of the operation at a moment's glance, and literally on our smartphone. We can tell what's going on with key operations throughout the factory. The operations talk to one another so that they don't block or starve each other. We actually have a presentation from a local Kentucky firm at the AutoVision conference on this whole notion of connected factory. It's one example of the way that technology is changing on the factory floor.
And how is this technology impacting existing workforce and workforce development, the labor force of the future?
That's a subject that I spend a significant amount of my time on, because honestly, every automotive region in North America, certainly in the U.S., is challenged by workforce. We are finding, as you've indicated, the increased demand for technological success in our automotive workers. No longer is it just hang this bolt here and wait for the next one to come by. We are looking for their hearts and their hands and their minds as much as it used to be just their hands.
And what does that imply on the education side? What does the incoming employee need to know now? And what kind of degree might they need?
One of the things that that I spend a lot of time talking about is that while there will always be the need for four-year degrees, Bachelor of Science in Engineering and others, I continue to encourage kids to think alternatively, that there are plenty of options and plenty of good jobs where those students grow up in those counties all over the state of Kentucky and many other regions around the U.S. Where they grew up, there's good, high-paying, good-benefit jobs available without having to go to college. We've got great partnerships with KCTCS, our Kentucky Community and Technical College System, programs like Kentucky FAME that bring students into the workplace simultaneously with educational programs that bring them up to a level of mechanical, hydraulic or electrical expertise that brings with it a degree of innovation that we really need in our plants.
Dave Tatman is Executive Director of the Kentucky Auto Industry Association. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.